This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Really? Jobs from the past.
Hey Dan, I've been reading Lord Shaftesbury's journal again. Did you know that 200 years ago, more kids worked in the countryside than in factories?
Working in the countryside sounds kind of nice. Let's have a look.
It might be romantic to consider a life working in the countryside. And of course, children in rural communities have always worked, since the earliest days, helping feed the animals, cleaning the stables, collecting water and picking crops. However, in these times of plenty, agriculture remains a large employer of our children. And with increased demand, the work has become much more hazardous, with the prevalence of unscrupulous gangmasters, such as the one advertising here.
Look at the advert, Dan. It says, turnip picker wanted.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. What's not to like about a turnip?
Hold on, Dan. I think we're about to find out.
Wow, what an enormous field. I'm guessing turnips?
Oh, it's freezing. Who knew turnips were harvested in winter? Look, that man must be the gangmaster.
You look like healthy folk. Why not join my gang? 20 of the finest workers a farm could hope for. I'll find you work, whatever the weather. Today, picking those here turnips is what's needed.
Let's give it a go. It's better than standing still.
Bex, a lot of the other workers look pretty young.
Young? They're not young. You should see my bird scarers. They're the real little ones. Scrawny little things. Not strong enough for picking turnips, but they're good at keeping birds off the crops in the spring. And don't forget the stone pickers. That's a really useful job. Making sure there aren't any big stones that might break the plough.
Wow, that sounds really exciting.
Well, there's a job for everyone around here. They get a couple of shillings each week, and for that, their families will be heartily glad. They wouldn't get that for fooling around with a stick and hoop now, would they?
But why are you using kids? Surely there are enough adults to do the work.
That's as may. But children are 5 times cheaper than a great hulking adult. And quicker, too. Well, they are if you whip them hard enough.
You hit them? That's awful.
I can't have them wandering off. Sometimes I tie a rope to some of my boys, just as long as the field it is. So if they stand up to stretch, I can give it a tug and pull them off their feet. That'll learn them.
These turnips are stuck really hard to the ground. It's difficult to get them out.
Yeah, and the leaves are so icy, they make my fingers sore.
And my back's already aching. How long do we have to do this for?
Day starts at sunrise. You'll be picking from 6 in the morning until dusk. Same as the adults, of course.
Out here all day? What are we meant to eat? Turnips?
Stealing from the crop will earn you a beating. Although, I know some will try it, especially when they're harvesting the corn. I know what folks are like, but don't you even dare think about it. Don't you make me get my stick out. Go on, get back to work.
This is terrible. Look, close the book, Bex. Let's get out of here. Looking on the internet, it says that many kids still work on farms. But whilst in the UK that might be to help with newborn lambs and the like, apparently in other parts of the world, in places like Bolivia and Paraguay, children have to work harvesting sugarcane and other crops. Also, they earn money for their families. We're lucky that people like Lord S work to help protect children.
Yeah, working all day outside, freezing in the winter and boiling hot in the summer. I think I've gone off turnips for good.
Really? Jobs from the past. With support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/really.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.